Carrying ammo and rations was something the veterans had done plenty of times before. With the others, I had struggled up and down Peleliu's unbelievably rugged, rocky terrain in the suffocating heat, carrying ammo, rations, and water. Like carrying stretcher cases, it was exhausting work. But this was my first duty on a working party in deep mud, and it surpassed the drudgery of any working party I had ever experienced. All ammunition was heavy, of course, but some was easier to handle than others. We praised the manufacturers of hand grenade and belted machine gun ammunition boxes. The former were wooden, with a nice rope handle on each side. The latter were metal, and had a collapsible handle on top. But we cursed the dolts who made the wooden cases our 30-caliber rifle ammo came in. Each box contained 1,000 rounds of ammunition. It was heavy, and had only a small notch cut into either end. This allowed only a fingertip grip by the two men usually needed to handle a single crate. We spent a great deal of time in combat carrying this heavy ammunition on our shoulders to places where it was needed, spots often totally inaccessible to all types of vehicles, and breaking it out of the packages and crates. On Okinawa, this was often done under enemy fire, in driving rain, and through knee-deep mud for hours on end. Such activity drove the infantrymen, weary from the mental and physical stress of combat, almost to the brink of physical collapse. A great number of books and films about the war ignored this grueling facet of the infantryman's war. They gave the impression that ammunition was always up there when needed. Maybe my outfit just happened to get a particularly bad dose of carrying ammo into position on Peleliu because of the heat and rugged terrain, and on Okinawa because of the deep mud. But the work was something none of us would forget. It was exhausting, demoralizing, and seemingly unending. In this first position before Awacha, those of us detailed to the working parties had made a couple of trips across the shallow draw when a Nambu light machine gun opened up from a position to our left. I was about midway across the draw, in no particular hurry, when the Japanese gunner fired his first burst down the draw. I took off at a run, slipping and sliding on the mud, to the protected area where the supply dump was placed. Slugs snapped viciously around me. The men with me also were lucky as we dove for the protection of a knoll beside the supplies. The enemy machine gunner was well concealed up the draw to our left and had a clear field of fire any time anyone crossed where we were. We were bound to lose men to that Nambu if we kept moving back and forth. Yet we had to get the ammo distributed for the coming attack.